biographical names of Satan, the devil. He is called the devil. Revelation 20, verse 2, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. The word literally should make our skin crawl when we think about the devil. Satan is the devil, and when he comes as the devil, it is for destruction. Diablos, he is the devil, make no mistake about it, there are devils. But there is the devil, and he is the one that came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, and was soundly defeated by Christ Jesus the Lord. The devil, the first time we see that title given to him, we see him tempting Christ. He makes his appearance as the devil in Matthew chapter 4. Don't wonder that when Jesus, after his baptism, he's driven into the wilderness there, and here comes the devil after him. Anytime we do something for God, here comes the devil. In Christian theology, an evil spirit or being, a fallen angel, expelled from heaven for rebellion against God, the chief of the apostate angels, the implacable enemy and tempter of the human race. By the devil is meant Satan, the prince of devils, the enemy of mankind, the old serpent, who has his name here from accusing the brethren. The name means accuser or slanderer. When he comes to you as the devil, he comes to accuse you. That is the primary work of Satan, to accuse, of the devil, to accuse. When you find people constantly throwing baseless accusations at others, they have the tongue of the devil. He is the accuser or publisher of accusations against God's people. We can see his Old Testament connection by his actions. He is the same one that is accused, that accused Job. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." He makes an accusation against Job. And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." Again, more accusations from the devil. Dear Christian, has he ever came to accuse you through the mind or through other people who lay false accusations at your feet? It may be through Jezebel to steal your vineyard and murder you. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood defeated the dragon, and the testimony is proof of Satan's baseless accusations against you. He will try to accuse your conscience, draw you back into the past to former transgressions that are put away to discourage and cripple your walk in the future with God. But you must recognize his accusations, for the Holy Ghost never brings back transgressions that are under the blood in the form of an accusation to weaken your walk with God. No, that is what the old accuser does. He is the old accuser, and that is all he can do is slander the saints of God. He does it often, and he uses others to do it often. But cling to Christ and his precious blood that sprinkles your conscience from dead works to serve the living and true God. So then the scriptures say this in Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out on the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Oh, what a day it will be when the devil and all his minions will be cast in the lake of fire. But for now, Christ has given us the antidote for accusations and slanders. That is the blood of the Lamb, which is able to shut the mouth of the dragon. Have faith and believe in the promises of God, that Christ shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly.